Have you ever watched a stock price zigzag on a chart and wondered what forces are truly at play? Behind those seemingly random movements lies a fascinating battle between informed professionals and everyone else. Richard Wyckoff discovered this over a century ago, developing a methodology that remains remarkably relevant in today's algorithmic trading environment. What makes Wyckoff's approach so powerful is its focus on understanding market psychology and the intentions of large players who move markets. While most retail traders chase indicators and news headlines, institutional traders have long used Wyckoff's principles to identify what's really happening beneath the surface. Markets don't move in straight lines. They move in waves, creating a complex tapestry that reveals the ongoing battle between buyers and sellers. These waves exhibit a fractal nature, with smaller waves forming intermediate waves, which in turn create larger waves. Think of it like ocean waves, tiny ripples combined to breakers, which are part of larger tidal patterns. By analyzing the relationship between these waves, their duration, speed, and range, you can determine who's in control. When upward waves travel further and faster than downward ones, buyers dominate. When downward waves show greater momentum, sellers have the upper hand. Wyckoff's methodology has endured for over a century because it's built on three fundamental laws governing all market behavior across instruments and timeframes. The law of supply and demand explains that prices rise when demand exceeds supply, fall when supply exceeds demand, and remain stable when balanced. Contrary to popular belief, markets always have equal buyers and sellers. What matters is the initiative behind orders and whether they're aggressive or passive. The law of cause and effect establishes that price changes require preparation. Causes typically develop during lateral price movements as assets transfer between informed and uninformed traders. The subsequent trend, effect, is proportional to the cause. Longer accumulation or distribution periods produce larger price movements. The law of effort and result requires that effort, volume, must produce corresponding result, price. Harmony between effort and result signals strength, while divergence suggests weakness and potential reversal. Volume reveals large trader participation, with increased volume typically accompanying the end of major price movements. Market turns can also occur through lack of interest rather than volume divergence. At market bottoms, small volumes often indicate diminished selling pressure, allowing even minimal buying to turn prices upward. Markets form only two fundamental structures: trends, bullish or bearish, and trading ranges, accumulation or distribution. During accumulation, professionals purchase available stock and conduct tests to verify no remaining supply exists. They initiate uptrends only when confident the path of least resistance is upward. Understanding the current market phase provides a significant advantage. These price cycles occur across all timeframes, making multi-timeframe analysis essential for proper context. The key to assessing market trends isn't looking for absolute values, it's comparison. By evaluating current market behavior against previous movements, you can detect weakness in the dominant force or strength in the opposing force. Several metrics reveal trend health. Speed, the angle of price movement, indicates strength when faster and weakness when slower. Projection compares the distance traveled by impulses, with each impulse ideally exceeding the previous one in healthy trends. Depth evaluates pullbacks, with shorter retracements indicating strength and deeper ones suggesting weakness. Lines serve as powerful visual aids. Horizontal lines identify past supply-demand imbalance zones. Trend lines connect price points. In bearish trends, connecting decreasing highs creates a bid line, where sellers appear. In bullish trends, connecting rising lows forms a demand line, where buyers emerge. Trading ranges represent periods where supply and demand have reached relative balance. These ranges contain accumulation or distribution campaigns that build the cause for subsequent trends. Following the law of cause and effect, price must consume time within ranges to prepare for subsequent movements. Longer ranges generate proportionally longer trends. During bearish movements, stock control shifts from weak to strong hands. For market reversal, professionals must gain control, which happens gradually as prices fall. During accumulation, professionals create an environment of extreme weakness amid negative news to influence traders into taking wrong positions. The spring is a key event, a sudden downward movement breaking range support that triggers stop losses and induces sales from uninformed traders. Both triggered stops and new short positions provide liquidity for accumulating professionals. Professionals won't initiate upward movement until confirming the path of least resistance is upward. They test through downward movements to verify seller commitment, with low volume indicating lack of interest in lower prices. When no stock remains to be absorbed, value control shifts entirely to strong hands who will only sell at much higher prices. Even slight demand increases now trigger sudden upward price movements, initiating the bullish trend. Distribution works as the mirror image. Professionals with bearish interests sell by creating an environment of extreme strength to attract buyers and verify the downward path of least resistance before initiating downtrends. The Wyckoff methodology identifies a logical sequence of events during market turning points: preliminary stop, climax, reaction, test, shaking, breakout, and confirmation. The preliminary stop initiates phase A, halting the previous trend. The climax creates attractive prices for smart money through rapid market movement. The reaction moves significantly in the opposite direction, confirming the climactic event and signaling a change of character. The test reveals market control by examining price action and volume at support or resistance levels. The shaking, a false breakout allowing large traders to absorb orders from uninformed traders, is crucial for any significant trend movement. The breakout occurs when price moves in the direction of least resistance. The confirmation validates whether a movement is genuine through a test of the broken range boundary. The methodology progresses through five sequential phases. Phase A stops the previous trend, restoring equilibrium. Phase B builds the cause through successive boundary tests. Phase C centers on the shaking event, testing market readiness for a directional move. Phase D shows clear imbalance through the break event with increasing volume and momentum. Phase E begins when a successful break test demonstrates absolute market control, with price abandoning the previous structure and beginning to trend. The Wyckoff methodology isn't about rigidly identifying every event. It's about developing the capacity to interpret market fluctuations and recognize accumulation or distribution patterns. Success comes from understanding the underlying market behavior, recognizing institutional footprints, and adapting to changing conditions. By learning to read the market's hidden language, you position yourself alongside smart money rather than against it. The next time you see a price chart, look beyond the zigzags to the story it's telling about supply, demand, and the intentions of those who truly move markets. In doing so, you'll gain a perspective that few traders ever achieve, seeing the market not as a random generator of prices, but as a logical battlefield where preparation and understanding lead to opportunity.